Now for our series we call The Bottom Line, it's about how people and businesses are being affected by the recent downturn in the economy. Today we hear how casinos are faring. From Detroit, Celeste Headley has more.
There's an assumption out there that casinos are basically recession-proof.
When times are good, they do good, and when times are bad, they still seem to do good or okay.
That's Richard Kalm with the Michigan Gaming Control Board. And the definition of okay is $110 million in revenues from Detroit's three casinos in February. Kalm says that's a lot of money. But profit growth has slowed significantly for the casinos, and this year earnings will likely remain flat or see a very slight increase. Scott Grigg of the MGM likes to say that casinos are recession-resistant, not recession-proof.
We've seen that market slow a little bit and flatten out. And the same thing's happening in Vegas right now, where it's a slower market. So I think that we're entering an area where nobody's been before right now.
It's Friday afternoon, and the rows of slots at the MGM are already filling with gamblers. People are craning over gleaming counters at the buffet to check out the roast beef, and groups of chatting women are waiting to check their coats. But Grigg says business used to be even brisker. The MGM recently laid off nearly 100 workers, and its hotel is running at about 55% occupancy. Grigg says it's been perhaps tougher for Detroit's gaming houses because the economy here has been slow for years now and won't likely recover for some time.
We're in a singularly different market than everybody else. I mean, we're in the Midwest. Michigan has had the highest unemployment rate in the country now for, 14, 15 months?
Still, local gaming houses may have an advantage over places like Las Vegas and Atlantic City. Robin Boyle is a professor of urban planning at Wayne State University in Detroit. He says when people are strapped, travel is one of the first things to go.
As the economy is weak overall, there is a pressure for people to stay close by, but they still have discretionary expenditure, and therefore with three casinos, that's where they are spending their money.
Scott Grigg says during tough times, the dollars people spend in casinos are dearer than ever, and houses that scrimp are going to see a drop in business. The MGM Grand Detroit now boasts five-star restaurants, a 400-room hotel, a spa, and nightclubs. Grigg says that helps bring people into the doors, along with special incentives to drop a few coins in the slots.
By doing the slot tournaments, by giving away the car, by doing some promotions with table games, you know, we feel we can increase some traffic to the casino. In addition to cutting costs, we also want to increase revenues.
No one is claiming that the casinos aren't making money in Detroit, and the city and the state share in those takings through heavy taxes. The MGM alone paid about $170 million in taxes to Michigan and Detroit last year. And there are a lot of jobs at stake, too. Robin Boyle says there are close to 8,500 workers at these places, dealing cards, serving food, and making drinks.
We don't have a large number of entry-level, secure positions in the city of Detroit, simply because we don't have a retail sector.
Bill Thompson of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, says the casinos will probably make it through the economic slowdown just fine. But he warns that gambling isn't the right way to sustain a local economy. He recently conducted a survey of gamers in several states.
We asked, how would you spend the money if you weren't gambling? And 10% said food. And we said restaurants, and they said no, grocery stores. And 25% said household goods. So even people that have scarce resources will go to the casino.
Still, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick recently unveiled an economic stimulus plan for the city that relies heavily on its three casinos. About $29 million a year in taxes is expected to pay for some expensive public works projects. But if revenues for the casinos do remain flat this year, as expected, the city could be in for trouble. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.